Sea Starlight.
The artist depicted several forms of marine life at this South Miami Public Art Commission. The project is titled Neptune's Realm. Like his other works, they remind viewers about their connection to nature. Here, the artist discussed his work on glass.
As a child, I attended Jesuit Catholic school in downtown Miami. I was mesmerized by its gorgeous stained glass windows. I saw the skylight in the South Miami lobby as an extraordinary opportunity to create pieces that worked with light. So, I created sea stars on glass panels and installed them on the ceiling below the opening. They're lit from above, almost as though lit from the surface of the water. We walk underneath them, immersed in the water, alive. Beneath the waves, sea stars sit, looking upwards. They have no eyes, but they can sense the light as it filters through. They know. They have no way of thinking, but they know. There's a universe that separates these sea stars from the stars in the night sky, but both capture our imagination. One rolls in with the tide, the other is churned out by the galaxies. One fits in our hand, the other hardly fits in our head. One swims alongside us, the other died long before we saw its light. But the life-giving stars above, like those along the seashore, remind us how interconnected we are. For millennia, voyagers used the stars in the sky to navigate foreign shores. They took refuge in their guidance, befriended them, named them. Although neither lives on land, they ground us. Through them, we can connect with those who came before us. The skylight here becomes a place of refuge, a place to sit and share stories. In creating a piece that captures these broad philosophical themes, I wanted the medium to help convey these ideas. In Western culture, there has been a centuries-long tradition of using stained glass to communicate spiritual ideals. The stained glass windows at Jesuit Catholic Church, where I was an altar boy, had a strong impact on me as a child. As an elementary school student next door, I would often visit this church. I remember its exceptional beauty. During my formative years, I was immersed in that cultural beauty, in that aesthetic field of color and light. At different times of day, the light would come, penetrate the stained glass panels, and change the appearance of these biblical images. I am particularly proud of this piece because it is the first time that I've worked directly on translucent glass. I've created glass mosaic murals before, but they're always adhered to a wall. This is my first experience dealing with light coming through both sides. I applied a dye sublimation print of my digital art onto layers of tempered glass and added a three-dimensional effect that captures the feel of the thick, traditional stained glass work. As the viewer sits in the lobby, she will see horseshoe crabs marching in one way, a small toothed sawfish moving in another direction, and starfish floating above her. Beneath the waves, she sits, looking upwards. She sees light as it filters through. She knows.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.